C'est inévitable.
Hey, Tony.
Who? Hey, what's that, kid?
Tony, sometime when you're making cookies, can I invite Jenny over?
Ooh, Jenny Whitner, huh? That's pretty smart, you know, because the road to love is paved with chocolate chips.
Yeah. So can I?
Anytime, buddy, anytime.
Come on in.
You work fast. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Mr. Maselli.
Oh, Jonathan, what a gentleman. You're going to pull out the chair for the lady?
Oh, yeah. Here, Jenny, take a seat.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Jonathan, I don't think you have to cut the little lady's head off you.
Sorry. Can I offer you a cookie?
And a nice glass of milk to wash it down with.
Oh, Mr. Maselli, these are divine.
Oh, well, what can I say? You know, before he knew me, Amos wasn't famous.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to give you a little time to get to know each other, right?
Yeah, alone?
Ah, come on, come on, come on. Take it easy, huh? Be a cool dude in a loose mood.
So, Jenny, a cool dude like me? A loose girl like you?
Samantha, wouldn't you rather do your homework up in your room where you have a nice desk and a chair?
That's so uncomfortable.
Tony, do I smell walnut chocolate chip cookies?
You know, you're the only person I know who can smell walnuts. No, it's off limits.
What do you mean?
Jonathan and Jenny are having like a romantic snack.
Oh, that's darling. My little boy. Mm-hmm. The first stirrings of puppy love. Hope they don't eat all the cookies.
Don't worry, Angela. I saved you some.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, hey, Mona. How was obedience school?
Terrific. Grover's at the top of his class. Watch. Oh. Heel.
Good boy. Does he know his shoes or what?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Can I go to the movies next Saturday?
Well, sure.
Can I have enough money for two?
For two? Way to go, Jonathan. All right!
You're taking Jenny to the movies?
Stand back. I hear a gusher coming.
Oh, sweetheart! It's your first date!
Now she blows.
Oh, you are growing up so fast. It seems like only yesterday you were eating pureed carrots and I was changing your diapers.
Oh, gross.
Pretty soon you're going to be going off to college, getting married, starting a family.
Take it easy, Angela. I'm pretty soon you have the kid in a rest home.
Tony, before I go out on this date, could you just tell me one thing?
Anything.
How do I ask her?
Well, I'm going to tell you what my dad told me. A woman likes a man who respects her, all right? He says what's on his mind, and he's open and direct.
And if that doesn't work, beg.
You knew my father?
I'm glad you two are taking this so lightly, but your first date is a very serious matter. I want this to go right. Now, asking girls out. Let's outline this. Number one, when you are planning a date, always make sure to give the lady a couple of choices.
Yeah. Like A, she's going, and B, she ain't. What are you kidding me? Take it easy, please, Ed. You're going to make the kid uptight.
I am not. I'm just trying to build up his confidence. I mean, if he gets rejected, the emotional scars could last the rest of his life.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
She's good.
You're good.
Jenny? I believe in being open and direct. So, A, do you want to go to the movie Saturday? Or B, do you want to forget the whole thing?
Well, let me see. Saturday the 12th. 8 o'clock breakfast, 8:30 cartoons. Yes, I'm free.
It's a date then.
Okay, bye. See you.
All right!
See, I told you he wouldn't be on the couch.
For once. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hello? Guess they're not back from the movies yet. Oh, Jonathan was so nervous when he left for the date.
Well, I don't wonder you were ironing his pants on the way out the door.
Oh. Hope the date is going well.
Oh, don't worry. He has Tony with him. He'll show him the ropes.
Yeah, I know. So glad Jonathan has a man like Tony to talk to at a time like this. After all, that's why I brought Tony here.
Who brought him here?
Well, you found him, but I hired him.
But I had the vision and the foresight to know how well he would work with my grandson, and how capable he would be in every other way, and how great he'd look with his shirt off.
Oh, what do you say? We're back. Hey.
Hi. Hi. How was the attack of the laser lizards?
We saw Sleeping Beauty.
Jonathan saw Sleeping Beauty?
It was Jenny's choice. We call, pal. Oh.
I thought the acting was quite good. Oh, it was great. I had the best time.
Oh, yes. It's very romantic when a young girl finds her prince charming.
Yeah. Mr. Maselli let me ride in the front seat of the car. I rode in back. Jonathan, you're interrupting. Then when we got there, Mr. Maselli bought me some goobers. I got popcorn. Sorry.
Well, it sounds like you all had a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah, it was a biggie. You know, I never thought that princess was going to wake up. Hey, look, I got to go because I don't think I can stand any more excitement. Ooh, you're so cute.
Oh, well, guess you don't need me hanging around here. I guess I'll just go somewhere else.
Is your mom okay? Yeah, that's the way she is. What do you want to do now, Jenny?
I don't know.
You want to play with my reptile collection? I've got a new South American tree lizard. I'm thinking of branching off into primates, but I haven't asked my mom yet. Jenny? Jenny?
Hey, Anna. Oh, wait a minute here. You're all fogged up here. Let me defog you.
Boy, you can do anything.
Yeah, you know. But I'm a little weak on nuclear physics. Where's Jonathan?
Playing with his lizards.
Uh-huh.
Jenny, where'd you go?
Into the kitchen.
Oh, right. Well, do you want to play with my lizards?
No, I have to go. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
And you too, Mr. Maselli. I had a wonderful time. I'll remember this day for the rest of the week. How am I doing, Tony? I really want her to like me.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you walk her to the end of the driveway? Show her you really care.
Yeah! Tony, you've got great ideas.
If you think these are good, wait till you're 11. I love that little kid.
Tony. How's my little Casanova doing?
Fine, thanks. You mean Jonathan? Yeah, he's outside right now. He's doing good.
He's out there right now?
Yeah, why? What are you going to do? You going to spy on them?
Uh-huh.
Angela, don't hog the window.
Oh, they're so cute.
Look at that kid's swagger.
Yeah, where would he pick up something like that?
Chip off the old housekeeper.
Oh, he's going to kiss her. He missed.
I know where he got that from. Oh, look, they're coming. Hurry up, come on, come
on. I really blew it.
Sweetheart, what's wrong?
I think I struck out. I tried to kiss Jenny, but she didn't kiss me back.
Oh, well, honey, I just think your timing was a little off.
Yeah, next time try kissing her when she's facing you.
If there's gonna be a next time. I don't even know if she likes me.
Oh, sure she does.
Well, she hardly talked to me at the movie.
Jonathan, it's a movie. You're not supposed to talk. And anyway, didn't I see her whisper something in your ear?
She asked me to chew with my mouth closed.
Honey, I know she
likes you. Sometimes girls are just a little shy, but she'll find a way to let you know how she feels.
Bingo. Bingo. She left her organizer here.
So?
This is just like a woman. She left this here so you could bring it back to her.
Really?
Sure. Are you kidding me? This happens to me all the time. Although usually with me, it's an article. Never mind, Jonathan.
Tony's right. I bet she's over there waiting for you right now.
Yeah, here you go, buddy. Go over there and get it.
Tony, how could you do this to me? I hate you. I wish you were dead.
Jonathan!
Jonathan, I didn't do
it. Jenny loves Tony.
I never should have bought her them goobers.
I know you're upset, but this is not Tony's fault. You know, sometimes little girls get crushes on older men.
Did you?
As a matter of fact, when I was a little girl, I was madly in love with Dr. Kildare and Ben Casey. Roy Rogers and little Joe Cartwright. President Kennedy, Howdy Doody.
Mom, he's a puppet.
Well, I know, but he was cute. Anyway, the point is that sometimes people think they're in love and it's really just a crush. But when you have real love between friends like you and Tony, you don't want to throw that away. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I never want to see him again.
Jonathan, Tony is a part of our family.
Yeah, well, either he goes or I go.
This. I'm used to this stuff. In Brooklyn, I used to camp out on the fire escape.
Sam?
Yeah?
Have you ever been in love?
Oh, sure. Thousands of times.
It only happened to me once, but it's over.
Oh, with Jenny? Oh, she's so cute and so nice.
She went for another guy.
Dump her, she's trash. Who is this creep anyway?
Well, if I told you, you'd just take his side.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, Jonathan. He stole your girl.
Well, I just wish I could beat him up, but he's bigger than me.
Want me to beat him up?
No! He's bigger than you, too.
That doesn't matter. It's not size, it's smarts. Haven't you ever heard of David and Goliath?
Sounds familiar. Do they go to your school?
No. See, Goliath was this big bully, and David was this puny little runt guy. Kind of like you. I think he was semi-popular.
So, what happened?
Well, Goliath was picking on all of David's friends, and David got sick of it. And David was too small to beat up on him. So David got a slingshot, and bam, right between the eyes.
Wow.
After that, David got really popular, and he started dating the head cheerleader. Bathsheba.
Ah, now this smells good, huh? Sort of bring that kid running. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do I smell banana bread?
Say just banana bread. It's bait. I'm trying to lure Jonathan back to the house.
Well, it worked for me, but it's not working for Jonathan. He just went back into his tent and dropped his flap.
I've never seen him like this. I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know about you, Tony, but a little banana bread always helps me to put things in perspective.
I'm sorry, Mona, of course.
Aren't you going to have some?
Nah, I'm not hungry. I just feel terrible. I feel like I wrecked that kid's whole life.
Oh, Tony, you didn't wreck his whole life. Just his childhood.
No, Mona, all my life it's been this way. I get close to a guy, and his woman falls for me. And then I lose a friend.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, you're an attractive guy with a great personality. And a body that won't quit. It's tough, I know. I have the same problem.
You have trouble keeping girlfriends?
Yeah, but who needs them?
Well, Jonathan's one friend that I need.
Well, then what are you doing sitting in here stuffing your face with banana bread? Get out there and patch things up.
Jonathan? Jonathan?
Behind you, Vaselli.
Jonathan, don't do that. Oh.
Gotcha! Bam! Right between the eyes. Guess I showed you, huh, Tony? Tony? Come on, Tony. I was just trying to scare you. Tony? Oh, come on, Tony. Oh, please, Tony, I didn't mean it. You can have Jenny. Oh, please, Tony, don't be dead. Please, don't be dead. Come on, please, don't be dead. Wake up, Tony, come on. Wake up. Wake up, Tony, wake up.
Wake up.
Jonathan, come here. Come here, Jonathan, easy. You're having a bad dream.
Oh, Tony, you're not dead. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Oh.
Oh, so then you're not mad at me anymore.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm mad at you. What I mean is I want to be mad at you, but I can't.
Look, Jonathan, I'm sorry things didn't work out with Jenny.
I know. Tony, you're the best friend I've got, and I'm never going to kill you again.
That's aces with me. All right, come here, sit down here. I want to tell you something. You know, we did something terrible. We let a girl come between us.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to have anything to do with girls again.
Yeah. Well, you know, I felt that way myself many times, but I got over it. With the help of Trixie D'Amato. And someday you'll find your Trixie, too.
No rush.
Give me some skin. All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Tonight we're going to stay out here all night, just guys roughing it.
To take a bath or anything.
No bath.
Oh, you made up. I knew that you would. It's so sweet. It reminds me of that time that Kathy Winthrop and I had this terrible, terrible fight.
Good night, Tony.
Good night, Jonathan.
Mother, do you remember the time that Kathy Winthrop and I had... Rise and shine. It's a beautiful morning. The birds are singing. The great outdoors. Well, hello there. How did you sleep?
Like this. I hope Jonathan slept better than me.
Well, he certainly did. He came upstairs around 10 o'clock, and I tucked him into his bed, all cozy and comfortable.
He's not... I slept out here for nothing?
Oh, no. Think of it as an adventure. And in that spirit, I've brought you a hearty pioneer breakfast.
quiche, croissant, and cafe au lait.
Pioneers?
Okay, French pioneers.